Welcome to Pursuing Biblical Masculinity, a podcast where we explore God's word to uncover the disciplines we need to live out our faith. Our goal is to help men not just know scripture, but to give them the skills they need to put it into practice so they can stand firm in their faith. In this episode, we're going to take a break from our series on men of faith and address something that's coming up very timely. This week in the United States, we are celebrating a holiday known as Thanksgiving. And thankfulness, it's really a posture of gratitude and contentment. And as a Christian, those two things should really reflect back to God because of who He is and what He has done in our lives. Now, we trace this holiday all the way back to the 1600s. The pilgrims first landed in America in 1620, and after about a year, nearly half of them had died. It had been a very rough time, a very tough time in this new country to establish a settlement where they could practice their faith without the persecution they were experiencing in England. And after the first successful corn harvest, they decided to celebrate with a feast of Thanksgiving in November of 1621. This was an act of worship. This was an act of praise back to God, who had now provided for them when they were in the midst of trouble. A quote from Edward Winslow, who was one of the first there, really captures the sentiment of these early pilgrims. He said, "Our harvest being gotten in, our governor sent 4 men on fowling, so that we might have a special manner rejoice together after we gathered the fruits of our labor. And although it had not always been so plentiful as it was at this time with us, yet by the goodness of God, we were so far from want." Here were people who were literally dying of starvation and sickness, finally had some relief. And they understood that while, yes, they had a part to play in the journey, it was God who had provided for them. And this echoes for me a lot of 1 Timothy 6-8, where Paul writes and he says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that." Here Paul charges us to be content with what God has given to us, that everything that we receive in this world comes from Him, that it is out of God's blessing that we have the things that we need and sometimes the things that we want. And while we still celebrate this holiday in America, sadly, we are very far from a people who are grateful or thankful. Instead, we live in a culture that's steeped in ingratitude. The prosperity that we've experienced has not turned our heart towards God and rejoicing. It's really made us turn our hearts inward and make idols of ourselves. Something that Moses warned the Israelites about in Deuteronomy 8:17. He said, "Beware lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hands have got me this wealth." Unfortunately, that's something that we do say very much in our culture today. We've become entitled, and as a result, we've lost our gratitude. And as Christian men, we need to display something different than our culture. We shouldn't be reflecting our culture. We should be reflecting the heart of God towards our culture as something totally and radically different. The Heidelberg Catechism really challenges this presupposition of us being in charge of our own destiny and wealth when it asks this in question 28. What advantage is it to us to know that God has created and by His providence does still uphold all things? Really, what advantage do we have by submitting to the fact that God is the creator and the provider and the sustainer of all things? And the answer is that we may be patient in adversity, thankful in posterity, and that in all things which may hereafter befall us, we place our firm trust in our faithful God and Father, that nothing shall separate us from His love, since all creatures are so in His hand that without His will they cannot so much as move. I mean, what a powerful statement of who we are within this relationship with God, that God is the source of all things. And when we are going through adversity, very much like those first pilgrims, we need to be patient. And when God provides us and gives us the things that we need, that we are to be grateful. And we have to recognize that everything we receive comes from the Lord and that we are wholly in His hands. In our sin, we are owed nothing. We have fallen from grace. We have turned our backs on the Lord. But yet, even in that place, God gave us His Son to redeem us and to make us whole and to make us right with Himself. What an amazing thing to be thankful for, not just on Thanksgiving, but every single day. And as men, we need to begin to lead our families in a posture of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving shouldn't just be about eating too much food and watching football. Sure, those things can be fun and we can enjoy that time with our family, but we've got to break our families free from this idea that we are independent and once again turn our hearts to recognize our dependency on God. And it has to start with us, man. We have to be that model. We have to be the ones that are leading our families back to Christ and turning their hearts away from their self-obsessions. And it starts with us. We have to turn ourselves away with our self-obsession and again, point them back and teaching them a daily habit of giving thanks to the Lord. Scripture is loaded with commands of thanksgiving, and making thanksgiving a necessity in our lives will shape our hearts towards the Lord. It will point our families back to God. It says in Psalm 92, 1 through 2, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night." What if we began to teach that to our families and we began to daily in the morning and in the evening give thanks to God together as a family? It says in Colossians 3:17, "Whatever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God our Father through him." What if we began to teach our children, our wives, our friends, that whatever we do, we should do as worship to the Lord and giving thanks to him for even the ability to do it? It says Romans 14:6, "He who eats, eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks." God provides us with the food we need to nourish our bodies. What if we actually took time at our meals to intentionally pray? Not just a quick blessing, but really pray and give thanks and gratitude for the Lord who's provided for us. It says in Colossians 4:2, "Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving." What if we had a posture of prayer where we constantly recognized God as our source of everything, as God is the one who sustains us and grows us and shapes us, and we modeled that daily in our families, in our work, in our friendships? We need a re-infusing of thanksgiving into our own hearts, into our families, into our churches, into our jobs, into our culture. This posture of godly contentment is infectious, and it sustains you whether you're having the highest highs or the lowest lows, because you know no matter what's happening within the circumstances of life, you have a good Father who will provide for you and give you what you need and is worthy of praise and thanksgiving. And men, it starts with us to be that model and to shape the way our family views the Lord and our relationships with him, not as an entitled group of people, but people who are wholly dependent on him, because out of his grace and mercy, he has given us everything to make our relationship right with him when we submit our hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ. So as we look to apply this message, I've really got three things for you this week. The first is to get together with your family and pray and repent for a lack of thanksgiving. This is something that I need to do with my family, to sit down and ask for forgiveness for the times we haven't been thankful. The next thing I'd like to see you do is take one or all of those verses that we just shared, and you can find all of those on the blog on our website. You can just pick up the show notes, and we've got those listed there. Share these verses at your Thanksgiving dinner. Begin to talk about what these mean and how they should be applied into our lives. And lastly, I want to challenge you. What action can you take to be a model of thanksgiving daily in your home, not just the week of Thanksgiving, not just on Turkey Day, but every single day, that you're pointing your family back to Christ with a sense of gratitude for who he is, what he's done, and what he'll continue to do as we get to enjoy him for eternity. If this is an area in your life you're looking to grow in, one of the ways that you can grow is with intentional relationships and specifically life coaching. If you'd love to learn more about what Christian life coaching is and how it can impact your life, check us out today at reformedandredeemed.org.